Secret Wars, and Convergence.
Welcome to Comic Book Time Machine, where we're going to be talking about the future. This is Time Traveler, Dandy Daniel Butcher.
And hello, everybody. I am Magnificent Matt Anderson.
I like it.
Thank you.
I like it a lot.
Daniel,
Here, should we let Ben introduce himself?
Oh, he's not here right now.
Oh.
Unfortunately, he couldn't make it this afternoon. Daniel and I, if you want a little behind the scenes, we both took the day off work today, and we've been podcasting all day to get you guys the episodes you've been craving, that you've been asking for. We took a little bit of a break as some of us started some new jobs.
Holidays.
Yep, holiday time. I had a child in October, first baby.
I know that child was big for you, but that winter finale for me might have been even bigger.
The Shield winter finale?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So lots going on here. So we had to take a little bit of a break from the Comic Book Time Machine, but we're back and going strong. I mean, just so you know, we probably recorded... This is the fifth episode we recorded today, right?
It is.
So this episode is going to be about two big events, both happening at the same time, but in two different companies. That's right. DC, in April of 2015, will have their big event called Convergence. And Marvel, I think this is though May 2015, Secret Wars. Daniel, now I know you have some thoughts on this, that you kind of think it's not as big of a deal as I do. You are starting to win me over a little bit. We'll give backgrounds on both, but... Let's start with Convergence, since I know your most immediate thoughts on that. So Convergence, it seems like DC's been heading towards some sort of crisis event for this year. Is it the 30th anniversary of Crisis, or was it next year? Anyways, I know that we're coming up on 30-year anniversary for both Secret Wars and Crisis. Crisis on Infinite Earths, that is. And so usually around crisis events, there's some sort of parallel universe action. Usually there's a reboot of some sort. I don't think there'll be a reboot with Convergence, but definitely parallel universes. They've already done the solicitations for all 4 weeks of this 40-issue Convergence limited series. That's right, 40 issues, each broken up into two-issue stories. So we've got 20 stories. Did you follow that?
Mm-hmm.
So before I go into... the different multiverses.
And how many issues of Aquaman will come out during that time?
I'll do some research on that, and I'll get back to you. I'm not sure exactly, but what do you think? You said on a previous episode, you have a theory on what this is all about, that you don't think it's a big deal, like I maybe thought it was going to be.
I think it's basically using a bunch of inventory stories, because in the real world, DC's got some work to do. They're going to be moving some offices during this time period.
There's no way these are inventory stories.
Well, inventory stories in the sense of... they can take people that aren't their regular writers and artists, and they basically could make a backlog with these. Go to them and say, hey, you want to go have some fun in the DC universes? Go write us a story. Go to this Earth. Go to this. So, yeah, we are getting some pre-New 52 stories.
Yeah, people are happy about that.
Yeah, and that's great. We can have fun with it. But I don't see Convergence as something that's going to be leaving a mark on the New 52.
Both, okay, so Convergence and Secret Wars both feature different parallel universes facing off against each other, which is kind of interesting. So some of the, I'm just going to quickly scan through here, Daniel, and I'll tell you some of the different places DC is going to go, and then later we'll talk about Marvel. So we're going to see a pre-crisis on Infinite Earths, Earth 2. We're going to see, I'll talk about some of the titles, and then maybe if you have any questions... we can talk about that. We're going to see a Infinity Inc. issue, which I haven't seen for a while. Detective Comics is going to feature a team up between the original Earth 2, Helena Wayne, and Dick Grayson. Let's see what we'll look at. They got Action Comics, World's Finest Comics. I'm actually keeping my eyes peeled for Aquaman for you. We've got the Crime Syndicate from the pre-crisis on Infinite Earths.
How many Aquaman New 52?
Oh, none.
Yeah. Oh.
So, Crime Syndicate coming from the pre-crisis Earth 3.
Do you remember that Death of the King storyline?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah. How many months did that take?
I don't know.
Because it's like six issues.
So maybe 6 months?
No, because there was like tie-ins and there was events. And
I don't know. How many? Do you know?
Well, let's say there was Villains Month in there, and then there was another month in there too where they quit telling the story. So that I'm not necessarily a big fan of somebody who actually has some DC titles that I read every month. I don't like having to wait 2 months and keep those details in my head.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there is some loss here.
We're also going to see a pre-crisis Earth 4, and this is the Charlton universe. So we got Question, Captain Atom, Blue Beetle. They're going to go to pre-crisis Earth S for Shazam. That's actually going to be written by Jeff Parker, so that should be fun. It's going to be Shazam versus Steampunk World of Gotham by Gaslight. I haven't been looking at the solicitations very closely just so I could see who everybody's facing off against. I'll try to keep track of that. We've got pre-crisis Earth X. That's the Freedom Fighters Earth, and they're going to be teaming up with Plastic Man. Now, Booster Gold, back for Convergence. Here's his solicitation. Trapped with Rip Hunter and other time travelers, Booster and his future self must work together to get out of the prison and off the planet. So the prison that they're talking about here is a prison by Brainiac, where he has captured different people from different multiverses or different universes in the multiverse, and he's making them face up against each other. We've got Batman and the Outsiders versus the OMAX. Let's see.
But, you know, seriously, as we look through this list of, and we look at who's the writers, yeah, we see guys like Dan Jurgens, you know, current DC writer. You know who else is in here multiple times? Marv Wolfman and Dan Abnett.
Yeah, Dan Abnett.
Do either one of those guys write regularly, monthly for DC?
I don't think they do.
This is coming back to my point. This is allowing them to create stories without overextending their regular cast while they're trying to double up.
Yeah, that's a good point. Listen to this Flash solicitation. Trapped in Gotham, Barry Allen has nowhere to run. He fights on, seeking justice as well as a way to save the city, but he faces a tangent universe foe that thinks faster than the Flash could ever move. Sounds pretty good. We're going to see a Superboy and the Legion of Superheroes title. So, Tangent Universe, do you know anything about them?
Off the top of my head.
I don't really know anything about them either. I know they existed in the 90s, I think. But
see, now, I find this one interesting, the Booster Gold one. Trapped with Rip Hunter and other time travelers, Booster and his future self must work together to get out of prison and off planet.
Right. I did read that one, but you must have missed it.
Well, no big deal. Because I wasn't paying attention. But here's my question now that I'm paying attention. Is that a continuation of Future's End?
I think it might be. It sounds exactly like it.
But so far, this is the only one that's really jumping.
The Suicide Squad features the Kingdom Come characters. So that's kind of interesting that we're going to see Kingdom Come characters back. I think that's actually in multiple different stories. Just scanning here. So listen to this one for Catwoman. I'm probably not going to read the Catwoman title, but it helps know about this prison. A year under the dome can change anyone, even Catwoman. She set aside her life of crime to become the protector of suicide slums. But when the dome falls, she will face her greatest challenge, Kingdom Come Batman. So it kind of sets the stage for what we can expect. So I see you're still scanning through. Any of those stick out to you yet?
Aquaman. Trapped in the Dome City, Aquaman struggles with the loss of his hand as he confronts a deadly adversary, Deathblow.
Who's Deathblow?
So we have one hand Aquaman.
That's an older version of him, right?
Yeah.
We're going to have...
So far, one issue I'll get for sure.
We've got...
just one.
Green Lantern and Parallax facing off. We've got... Here's a Superman solicitation. Superman and Lois deal with the impending birth of their child as he is called to protect the city.
I mean, seriously, even the Justice League International, when I'm looking here at the picture, I'm sorry, I don't see Booster Gold there. I don't see Guy Gardner. Yeah. Why would I want to read this
Justice League? I think it's a pre-New 52 Justice League International.
I know. I like the pre-52 Justice League International.
Did you ever... I don't know. I never read this Batgirl, but do you know who Stephanie Brown is?
I do know who Stephanie Brown
is. Listen to this.
Spoiler.
Batgirl for this event. After a year in the dome, Stephanie Brown is now sure she wants to be Batgirl again. But when Flashpoint Catman attacks, Red Robin and Black Bat call her back into service. So we're going to see the Flashpoint characters, including, I think, Flashpoint Aquaman and Flashpoint Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I will say this question one with Greg Rucka writing it. It sounds interesting. Two-Face is fighting another world's Harvey Dent. And it's up to Renee Montoya as the question to help him beat the odds. So, again, we got Montoya as the question.
Oh, that was during 52.
Yeah, that's an interesting take. But again, I don't think I'll buy it.
Yeah, here's a title just called Speed Force. Wally West and his kids are separated from Linda, which was bad enough. But when the dome falls, Flashpoint Wonder Woman comes for them.
Ooh, that's not good.
She's bad news.
Oh, she's bad.
Yeah. We've got the 80s Titans from the Marv Wolfman and George Perez run. Let's see. I just am really interested by the fact that all these different parallel universe characters are facing off against each other. But again, it's something that we're going to be seeing in Secret Wars. I'm just trying to see if there's any other dimensions I failed to mention. I'm sure there are, but that kind of just gives you an idea. So they're under a dome. The dome falls. Everybody's after each other, but I don't know why they have to fight. So you don't think anything's going to come of this, and you think it's just going to stand alone?
I think it's just stories.
So
I'm looking at it as like the Future's End Aquaman story. It's just a story.
Well, speaking of Future's End and World's End all lead up to Convergence. So do you think that when Convergence is all said and done, will the new 52 be over? Will they reboot again, or will it just roll on into...
I think we'll just have what we have. I think it'll be new 52.
I think I'm going to have to agree with you, but I wouldn't be shocked if they did a small reboot, but my guess is they'll just continue on.
It's not like they rebooted everything when they did the new 52. I mean...
You know, I actually don't want them to reboot the new 52 universe because this is the first time I've really been in the know on what's happening in DC. And so I think most fans want them to go back to pre-Flashpoint. I kind of want them to stay where they're at. How about you?
I think most fans don't care.
Really?
No, I mean, honestly, does it really make a difference to you if you read a book, if it's the old pre-52?
It does make a difference to me. You and I both read a lot of graphic novels from the library. I almost never get something that's pre-Flashpoint because it doesn't matter anymore.
And you're cutting yourself off.
I know. I know. And I'm sure there's listeners out there that are shocked, but it doesn't affect... Oh, I guess I will say I've read pre-Flashpoint Green Lantern and pre-Flashpoint Batman, but there's almost nothing else that really draws me in anymore.
It's about the story, not the universe for me.
I agree with you
in theory,
to a point. Yeah.
You agree with me in theory.
Yeah, in theory. So, okay, let's move over to Secret Wars because there is a big overlap. So I've been loving Jonathan Hickman's run on Avengers and New Avengers. What have you been thinking about it?
Sure, it's fine.
Come on. Really?
It's good enough.
You don't love it?
You see, here's the difference. I think it's nice. You love it. And so what you want me to say is, Matt, I love Jonathan Hickman.
What don't you like about it, though? Are you really into parallel universes or not so much?
I will say this. The last volume that I saw traded of Avengers, the parallel future world things just weren't working for me.
Okay.
I mean, it was kind of blah.
Was that the Uncanny Avengers or the Jonathan Hickman Avengers?
It's the Jonathan Hickman one. The version where there's like a future Iron Man that nobody knows who
he
is. Yeah, that just didn't...
You want to hear something? That's interesting. That was from, I think, 24, issue 24, or 25, but that's the first individual issue I purchased, and that's the one that won me over to get me to start following monthly. That was this January 2014's issue.
And it just didn't do much for me at all.
That really set the stage for me. I love that issue. All right, so
I'll be honest, I'm digging things like Jason Aaron and Original Sin a lot more than that.
I haven't read that actually. Just haven't yet. So in 2012, Jonathan Hickman took over in the Avengers, and in 2013, he had New Avengers, which is basically both comics are telling the same story but from different perspectives, and all leading up together to this big event. Well, all along, it's been dealing with the fact that there's been incursions of one parallel Earth bumping up against another one, which causes ripple in the multiverse, and it's collapsing the multiverse. So a team of Avengers are trying to stop that. Jonathan Hickman has said it's always been leading up to this. They're calling it Secret Wars. Maybe he didn't always have that title in mind. But Daniel, you just watched the video for Secret Wars, which showed a lot of the different multiverse places that we've seen in the past. I don't have a good...
And I've seen it before. And you've been asking me what my general impressions of it are. And basically, here's my general impressions. Based on what they've been releasing, we're going to visit stories that we've enjoyed before and have been in Marvel's past. I'm assuming that the phrase Secret Wars means that maybe a Beyonder is going to be involved. I know the Hickman run is running to this, so I'm assuming that the multiple the Earth incursions are leading to this. Maybe like maybe the Earth incursions smash a bunch of worlds together. But I don't have a lot of information about it. So, and I will say this, somebody who reads like Secret Avengers, which is not part of that Avengers storyline, you know, I'm not looking forward to the fact that maybe this summer my Secret Avengers are basically going to be put at least, you know, secondary. I mean,
Yeah, it's true. It's, I mean, I'm going to read this list and then I want to give a quick reaction. So here are some of the multiverse places that we're going to go. And it's not just multiverse. It's also storylines that somehow they must just be bringing in a parallel universe that still is dealing with those issues. So Planet Hulk, we've got X-Men 92, which is the animated X-Men universe, Age of Apocalypse, Armor Wars, Amazing Spider-Man, pre-One Day More. So him and Mary Jane are still married. Years of Future Past, which is sort of a Days of Future Past tie-in. Atalan Rising, that's just like Atlantis Rising, but with the Inhumans. We got the Ultimate Universe, of course. This is a big one. I think when it comes to the Ultimate Universe, I think it will probably end after Secret Wars. I think that's going to be the big thing. What do you think? Ultimate Universe, over or not over?
They keep saying it's going to end and never seems to. Keeps having a life to itself. I mean, how's it selling? They're down to two titles.
Yeah, not selling well. I think it's over.
Well, then what you do is you bring over the one person who sells a book into the 616 and you're good to go.
There it is.
Because it's all about the money, baby.
All right, more worlds. Future Imperfect. House of M. A versus X. Avengers versus X-Men. Old Man Logan. Civil War. The Infinity Gauntlet. Age of Ultron. Marvel Zombies. So it's weird. I mean, these are not even parallel universes. These are just...
stories.
Stories.
Yeah, that's what they are. So when we say parallel universes, I mean, theoretically, that could be what it is, as you said. Maybe an Earth incursion brings us a world where Civil War never ended.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
But really, in some case, I mean, Civil War, Earth 616, it ended.
This is what I think will happen. I think... So there won't be a reboot with Marvel. Some people think this is it. Marvel's finally going to reboot. That's not going to happen. I think that we'll be left with not the Ultimate Universe, but a new type of alternate universe. And so I don't think Miles Morales, who you're talking about before, the only character that's selling in the Ultimate Universe, I don't think he's going to end up in the 616. I think they'll have a new parallel universe, and he could be the Spider-Man there. And then any other interesting alternate characters that they want to put, they'll put in this new alternate world.
You could, though. You could take Marvel 616, bring Marvel Miles Morales into 616. I already got a spot for him.
What it would be?
Well, you stick him at the Jean Grey school.
But he can't be Spider-Man. What would his character's name be?
He could be Spider-Man. Why can't he be Spider-Man or Young Spider or Spider? I mean, how many Spider people are there in the Marvel 616?
Only one Spider-Man.
Well, there's a few of them. There's Spider-Girl. He could be Spider-Boy.
I guess he could be Spider-Boy, but that'd be sort of a downgrade. But I mean,
you could put him at the Jean Grey school where Peter Parker's got a connection. Miles already admires Peter. This would be an older Peter. Peter's the guidance counselor over there at the Jean Grey school now.
I'm most interested in the fact that these are happening at the same time and they're such similar titles. I mean, there's no way they're going to tie in or, you know, cross over with each other. But it's interesting that both these companies independently came up with a really similar idea, if that is what happened.
Well, right.
Who do you think stole from the other one? Do you think it was...
I think they stole from Valiant.
I would say, if I had to pick one, I'd say Marvel decide to time this, knowing that DC would probably do something.
Well, they kind of had to... you mentioned Crisis earlier, and I do think that Crisis is... the anniversary's coming. So I could see Marvel definitely being like, hey, let's do something when DC's dealing with the anniversary of their first major event ever.
And if you do want to... listeners, if you do want to see some of the characters that are going to appear in each of these stories, both Convergence and Secret Wars, there's been images released that kind of show... the characters that will be dealt with, especially probably my favorite one for Secret Wars, there was an Alex Ross poster put out, basically a full-size promo image. So just search for Alex Ross Secret Wars poster.
Or go to your local comic shop and pick up something really old.
Like
Secret War, yeah. I mean Civil War. Get an adaptation of the X-Men 92 cartoon series. I mean Armor Wars. There's at least two different versions of Armor Wars.
Here, let's wrap up with this. Here's this poster. Check it out. It's got female Thor, regular Thor, Captain America, female Captain America, Falcon Captain America, Superior Iron Man, Old Iron Man, Ultimate Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. I'm not even looking
here,
at this.
Take a look. Here, move that cup. Check it out. Have you seen this image before?
I have.
So
yeah. There's a whole lot of characters going on.
Lots of universal action.
See, I think you think I'm underwhelmed.
I feel like you're underwhelmed.
It's because I am.
Oh, that explains it then. Yeah, I feel...
I think it's just another big event.
I feel the right amount of whelmed.
I've got a vent. What's the word I'm looking for? Event.
Fatigue?
Fatigue.
All right, final thoughts. Here we go. I'll say some things. You wrap it up with your special words. So, Convergence. I will buy zero issues of that because I'm not interested in anything pre-Flashpoint right now, so that I don't have the nostalgia factor. Also, I got burned on Future's End. I bought a bunch of episodes or a bunch of issues from Future's End and didn't really love it. So I'm going to save a ton of money for those 40 issues.
And I will buy one.
The Aquaman one.
Yeah, I'll buy the Aquaman.
Secret Wars. Now, this is a different story because I'm right now on the comic book Time Machine covering Time Runs Out, which leads directly into Secret Wars. When Time Runs Out, that's when Secret Wars starts. So there's a part of me that thinks, how can I not buy at least the main story issues? Of course, there's going to be a billion tie-ins. And I mean, I'm just nostalgic-wise, I'm more emotionally invested in the Marvel Universe. So I could definitely see myself picking up some. We'll have to wait and see how many. But at the same time, Daniel, there's a part of me that just wants to say, just wait for the trade. Save some money and wait for the trade.
And I'm thinking, unless I can find a major S.H.I.E.L.D. influence in any of these titles, zero.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Well, take us home.
Be safe, kids. Make good choices.